Rad Storm is a community arts collective here in Halifax. Among the things that go on there, a printmaking center is operated out of there, a zine library. It hosts also live music for all ages. For several years, Rad Storm has been fundraising to buy the building that it calls home on Gottigan Street. On Saturday, Rad Storm announced it has reached its goal thanks to a generous contribution from Dr. Bob Fredrickson. He is a longtime pillar of the queer community. Our colleague Andrew Sampson spoke with Dr. Fredrickson.
I had worked in the street clinics in the States. I worked in, I came up here and I did an internship in Halifax, had a youth clinic at that point, and that clinic needed a doctor. You know, it was a bare bones operation. We had a burlap covered couch, and it was in the second floor of the Khyber building. And, you know, it was kind of a ad hoc medical clinic for kids, for people who were disenfranchised other ways. Some of them were just traveling people. Some were people who kicked out of their house or, you know, artists, whatever. And anyway, it evolved into a practice, which was neat. And those were the kind of people I had always associated with. I was a hippie in the States, and as much as one could be one up here, I guess I was for a while. Anyway, the reason I kind of, after finishing this practice for 35-plus years and with incredible people, and some of whom were many of whom were disenfranchised in many ways, and yet even they might have been like left-wing hippies of whatever. Anyway, it's a bunch of people, really interesting people, and somehow or other we developed a trust that it worked, and this is kind of my way of saying thank you to Halifax. I just feel really privileged and have had a nice career and a nice life with people that I enjoy, and they're interesting. So it was my way of kind of finishing off my practice, saying, let's keep something like this going. And Rad Storm, when I first went to it, it sounded like the place. And as I saw, investigated further, it sounded like it was kind of like an old hippie sort of freedom kind of place where people could explore their fantasies and try and grow and be sharing stuff. And it was just a neat way, and I knew they were in trouble in terms of needing a place to be. So the idea of continuing this legacy of opportunity for people was really great. And if they needed a place to be, you know, things had happened enough that I could make that happen. And it was a perfect fit for what I would like to give back to Halifax.
Knowing Rad Storm, I can totally see how you would make that connection. And of course, you know, Halifax today is a place where places like Rad Storm are in danger, really.
Absolutely. Well, the whole society has the kind of sense of danger in terms of those people who are exploring and doing different things. We all need support because we've all done different things, and that's wonderful.
So have you gone to any punk shows yet?
I've been to a couple things. I'm just fascinated by the whole energy of the building, and it's neat to see the younger people having the same kind of energy we had back in the day.
Yeah.
No. And a certain amount of rebellious energy is also very attractive to me.
Bob Fredrickson is a retired doc, perhaps best known for his time working as a primary care physician for hundreds of patients with HIV and AIDS in Halifax during the pandemic's deadliest years. Bob Fredrickson is now the donor that has helped Rad Storm reach its fundraising goal so it can buy the building it calls home on Gottigan Street. Dr. Fredrickson speaking there with our colleague, Andrew Sampson.